Grace, mercy, peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, all of us know how to prepare. We prepare food. We prepare for a test. We prepare our taxes. We prepare for company. We prepare for bed. We prepare when we get up to go to work. And we prepare for trips. But how do you prepare for Christmas? Really, Advent as a season of the church year originated with that question in mind. And so during these Advent reflections, we are going to dedicate ourselves to answer that question. How do we prepare for Christmas? If we're not prepared for Christmas, it is certainly not because we don't try. Most of us probably try a little too hard to make the season the most wonderful time of the year. We put a lot of preparation and effort into Christmas, but it may not be the right kind of preparation. You know, we've been grown up taught that preparing for Christmas was all about putting Christmas lights on the Christmas tree, hanging outdoor lights, decorating the home, sending out Christmas cards, shopping for Christmas gifts, attending Christmas parties and baking Christmas goodies, and preparing festive meals. And so year after year after year, we repeat these Christmas rituals, believing that somehow these can guarantee us a joyous Christmas. With that said, I'm not saying any of this is wrong. There is nothing particularly right or wrong about any of these ways of preparing for Christmas. And yet I would also say that you are no more or less prepared for Christmas if you do all of these things or if you do none of these things. This is because truly Christmas is much more an attitude of the heart than any kind of outward activity. It has more to do with the contemplation that goes on inside of us at this time of year than it does any kind of Christmas tradition. In fact, I believe that the stress that is often produced when we attempt to do all of these things actually can work against our having a joyous Christmas. I assume that my life is like yours, but what I often call Christmas can be really overwhelming and exhausting. With all the cooking and cleaning and all the behind-the-scenes things that it takes that go into our preparations for Christmas, by the time Christmas arrives, many of us are frazzled. And then you have to deal with all the commotion that's created by unwrapping the gifts. And you have to have those moments in the home where your family's together for the holidays and they feud and you have to endure that. You have to read complicated sets of instructions to assemble toys or to know how to use complicated electronic gifts. You end up returning things to the store that didn't fit or that you secretly dislike. And then some of us feel compelled to go shopping again in those crowded stores, and we subject ourselves to those long lines and those after Christmas sales. And so when you think about it, is it any wonder that for many of us, Christmas just never quite lives up to our expectations? Studies have shown that people become very blue and depressed after Christmas if Christmas doesn't live up to all its hype. Trying to cram so much into Christmas, I think, contributes to these feelings of disappointment. To ensure a joyous celebration of Christmas, I think we need to think less about what we call Christmas and think more about the birth of Jesus Christ. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're saying, Pastor, I thought these were the same thing. And I would reply, well, in some ways they are, and in some ways they aren't. What Christmas is, and what it has become for many people, are two entirely different things. You know, I'm sure you've had this experience, but when my four kids were little, I was always amazed how they would unwrap their gifts from under the tree, and then they would spend more time playing inside the empty boxes than paying attention to the expensive gifts that we had just purchased. They seemed more intrigued by all that shiny wrapping paper than the gifts that we had so thoughtfully selected for them. Well, I think that's the way the world chooses to look at Christmas. It's as if the world was playing with the shiny Christmas paper that Christmas comes wrapped in, but ignoring the true gift that is found inside of Christmas. And as Christians, we know that gift came to us not wrapped in something shiny, but in swaddling clothes and found lying in a manger. Yes, the world lauds the concept of Christmas, and yet it does so without appreciating the gift that God has given us in his Son. Faith is the way that gift of Jesus finds its way into the heart. Now, I don't think anybody here would disagree with me when I say that it takes more than some turkey and some mistletoe to make the season bright. We need to prepare our hearts at Christmas, for Christmas, during this time of Advent. But when I say that, I realize that telling you to prepare for Christmas can be a little misleading, because in the truest sense, only God can prepare your heart by working repentance and faith in it. Let me give you an example. It's like that flight attendant who tells you when you board the flight, prepare to take off. Now, that doesn't imply that you are going to be expected to fly the jet. The flight attendant is merely asking you to fasten your seatbelt, put the seat in the upright position, and anticipate that that plane is about to accelerate to several hundred miles an hour on takeoff. What the flight attendant really means to say is, please stay seated and let the pilot do his job without working against him. And so when I say to you, prepare your hearts for Christmas, you're not being asked to fly the plane, so to speak. But you should hear prepare your heart more like this. Sit still. Take time to listen to the Christmas story found in God's Word. Hear God's law and gospel as it speaks to you. And let God do his job in your heart. Don't allow yourself to become distracted by all the other things out there that we call Christmas, but allow God to save us. You see, in order to help us to prepare for Christmas, maybe it would be helpful if we see how God himself prepared for Christmas. Now, God put a lot of preparation into Christmas. We're even told in the Bible that he planned all this even before the foundation of the world. Not only that, but he predicted the birth of Jesus Christ in the pages of the prophets thousands of years before it actually happened. And as far back as the prophet Isaiah, the Lord promised, "This will be a sign to you. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and you will call him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. Later, the Lord's angel would come to an old priest named Zechariah and tell him that he too was going to have a son, miraculously. Only that son would not be the Savior. Instead, his son would be John the Baptizer, who would go ahead of Christ in the spirit and the power of Elijah. John would prepare a path for Jesus, a path to the human heart. Because our text says, John would turn hearts back to God and make ready a people prepared for the Lord. So John went ahead of Jesus, teaching this message. that we are sinners who are desperately in need of a Savior. And so God's way to prepare for Christmas is to show us our sins and why we are in such need of God, our Savior. You know, Christmases aren't merry and bright due to the strength of our economy, as we're often told. Shopping more or less, eating more or less, decorating more or less, entertaining more or less, that really has little bearing on anything. Much of what we call Christmas is fluff, and we should not base the quality of our Christmas, certainly, on stuff. Ironically, Christmases are the best and the brightest when we come to terms with the darkness of our world, the deepness of our sins, the depravity of our hearts. For it is only after our hearts have been truly humbled by sin that we can grasp the message of Christ, who is the light of the world, coming into this world to save us from sin. It's just like we sing in O Little Town of Bethlehem, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. Another famous, favorite Christmas hymn that we're going to sing many times in the Christmas season is "Joy to the World, the Lord is Come." And it too has a verse that speaks to the topic of preparing the heart for Christ at Christmas. For in that hymn we sing this lyric: "Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room." Now, sometimes we sing those hymns and we never even stop to think what they mean. But just take a moment and think about what that implies. Those lyrics imply that however we choose to prepare for Christmas, we must reserve a primary place for Jesus in that celebration. And that we never let any outward preparations or rituals or family traditions that we might call Christmas crowd the Christ child out of our hearts. For none of our outward preparations are wrong unless, like the Bethlehem innkeepers, they keep us from finding any room for the Christ child in our earthly celebrations. Most people believe that Christmas brings out the best in people. I know a lot of people who every year love to watch It's a Wonderful Life. And again, there's nothing wrong with that. But I actually believe that it's only by coming to terms with what's worst in us and in all people that we can truly prepare for the real meaning of Christmas. That's why Advent stresses, first and foremost, that the heart must prepare to receive its King through that spiritual act we know as repentance. For truthfully, it's not evergreens, it's not garland, it's not tinsel, but it is honest reflection on our own sinfulness and upon our own spiritual helplessness that prepares us to receive the Christmas message once again this year in the right spirit. For it is only a humble heart that can truly appreciate the angelic announcement. "For I bring you good news of great joy, for unto you this day is born in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Advent gets the heart ready for that message. It lets every heart prepare him room. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.